His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We bless God and we give Him praise and glory and honor for who He is and for what He has done for us. We thank God for the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank Him for dying for us, rising again from the dead, and for living forevermore. The Word said He ever lived to make intercession for us. So we just thank God for all the provision that He has made for us. And we thank Him for His Word, which is alive and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. We thank God for what He's doing for us in this season. And we thank Him that we can be here another Saturday evening to bring forth the good news. People of God, this is good news. So many other news are out there which are not good. But thank God we have good news. Let us continue to share the good news as we go from day to day. We are still in the epistle of Paul to the Romans. And we are in chapter 6 of Romans. Last week we stopped at verse 11. And we are going to continue from there this week. But before we begin, let us pray. Father, we come to You in the name of Jesus. We thank You for who You are. Thank You for Your love, for Your grace, and Your mercy divine. Thank You, O God, for the power of Your Holy Spirit who resides with us and in us. Thank You, O God Almighty, that we can come boldly to the throne of grace through the access that Jesus Christ has given us, O God, by His blood being shed at the cross for us. And we thank You, O God, for the shed blood. Thank You for the sacrifice that He has made. Thank You, O God, that we can now come boldly to You, crying, Abba, Father. Thank You that Your Spirit bears witness with us that we belong to You, so we can come with confidence to Your throne room. Thank You for the new grace and mercy that You have allocated to us today. And thank You, O God, Almighty Lord God, that Your grace is dispensed to us at all times, O God, so that we can live righteously and soberly in this present world. Father, we thank You again for Your great love in which You have loved us. Oh God, Your Word said You love us with an everlasting love, and with loving kindness You have drawn us to You. So I thank You for the drawing, oh God, drawing us, and I thank You for the drawing that is coming. Oh God, thank You for the mighty draft that will come, oh God, in the kingdom of God through Your Word. Oh God, for faith comes by hearing, hearing by Your Word. Oh God, Your Word said, how can a young man cleanse his ways but by taking heed to Your Word? So we pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that as Your Word come forth, oh God, Your people will purpose in their hearts to take heed to Your Word. Oh God, we pray for those that are not yet saved, that they will come to know You, Jesus, and rest in You, rest in Your promises, rest, oh God, in the truth that only in You, oh God, we have eternal life. Lord, we thank You this morning, this evening. Thank You, O God Almighty, for Your precious promises to us. And thank You for Your love and Your grace divine as we continue to look to You by faith and give You thanks. And we pray and look to You and say thanks in Jesus' precious name. And we say amen, amen, amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. We continue from verse 11 of Romans chapter 6. Last week we left off at verse 11. We just recap from there and continue on. Paul in the epistle to the Romans. And verse 11 said, likewise reckon ye also yourself to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So Paul was saying, see yourself as being dead indeed unto sin. You don't respond to the sin nature anymore, but you are now alive unto holiness, alive unto righteousness through the finished work that Christ has done at the cross for us. So people of God, we now have life. Life in Christ Jesus. A fulfilled life on here on earth. And the eternal life with Christ Jesus our Lord. Let us turn to verse 12 of Romans chapter 6. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. So Paul was saying that the believers in Christ should not allow sin to rule their lives anymore. that they should continue to obey the sin nature and desires. Let us not continue to obey the sin nature and the sinful desires. What Paul was saying is, let us not practice sin. Let us not practice sin. Let not sin reign in your mortal bodies, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Don't practice the sinful lifestyle anymore. See yourself as being dead to sin, unresponsive to the sin nature. That's what the previous verse said. Likewise, reckon you also to be dead indeed unto sin. So if we see ourselves as being dead to sin, unresponsive to the sin nature, then we will not allow sin to reign, to rule in our bodies anymore. That we should continue to obey it and the desires thereof. No, we cannot continue that way, people of God. We have to see ourselves as unresponsive to the sin nature. Let us not practice sin anymore. Let us not live a lifestyle of sin anymore. We have to come to understand and to know that God is calling us up higher, calling us to that place where we are unresponsive to the sin nature. The word of God tells us we were dead in our sins and in our trespasses, but he has quickened us. He has made us alive in Christ Jesus. So the new nature is alive in us. The new nature is supposed to rule in our lives. So we have to allow the Holy Spirit to rule and reign in our hearts so that the new nature will be seen in us. The new life will be manifested. We don't manifest the old lifestyle anymore because we are not living in obedience to the sin nature anymore. Look at verse 13 of Romans chapter 6. Neither yield ye yourselves members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourself unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. So Paul was saying, as believers in Christ, let us not offer ourselves to be used in the kingdom of darkness. People of God, we have to be very conscious of this. The enemy can use us. The enemy, if we allow the enemy to use us, we can now become instruments in the kingdom of darkness. So Paul was saying, let us not offer ourselves to be used in the kingdom of darkness. Satan can come in and influence us to do his biddings. We have to be careful. People of God, let us not give him a loophole in our lives. But let us come to understand that we are no children of light. So we have to offer up our bodies to Jesus Christ for his glory, for his praise. So Paul was saying, as believers in Christ, let us not offer ourselves to be used in the kingdom of darkness, but offer ourselves consistently as new creatures in Christ Jesus to be used by him in the kingdom of light. We are transferred from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. We are now in the kingdom of light. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. So if we are in Christ, we are in light. We are in the kingdom of light. In him there is no darkness at all. In him there is no sin, no guile, nothing that is corrupt. Everything in him is pure. It's lovely. It's undefiled. So we want to be operating in the new nature, operating in the kingdom of God, not the kingdom of darkness. So let us come to be aware that we cannot yield. We cannot offer up our members, our bodies, our life to be used in the kingdom of darkness. We have to offer up our lives, surrender completely to the lordship of our Lord Jesus Christ, and allow him to use us for his glory, for his praise. So people of God, we must know this truth. We must hold on to this truth and understand that God is calling us to reflect him in every area of our lives. He's calling us people of God. We are to be conformed to the image of God's Son, not to the image of the world. Don't be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, that you may know what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. People of God, we are called to be conformed to the image of God's dear Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. So we want to be like Him. We want to offer up ourselves, people of God, as living sacrifices. Offer up ourselves as instruments of righteousness to be used in the kingdom for God's glory and for God's praise. Look at verse 14 of Romans chapter 6. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. What was Paul saying here? He was saying that the sin nature does not dominate or rule in your life anymore, because you are not under the law, but under grace. And people of God, we see sin personified in this verse. Paul spoke to sin as if sin was a person. Look at it. Figuratively, he was saying, sin shall not have dominion over you. Sin shall not, you shall not allow the sin nature to rule you anymore. For you are not under the law, but under grace. The law points out our sin, people of God, but was not in a position to help us. But the grace of God, which comes to us through Jesus Christ, enables us to live righteously. People of God, we have to understand, sin gains its power by using the law. So sin points out, you are sinful in that area. But people of God, we had no power of our own to change. But now in Christ Jesus, we are under grace. The law came by Moses, but grace and truth comes by Jesus Christ. And now, people of God, in Christ Jesus, we are under grace. So the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of grace, lives with us and in us, and enables us to live holy and righteously. So the Holy Spirit convicts us of sin. When we're going off track, He convicts us, but He's also there to help us to live the holy life, to live the righteous life. But the law points out our sins, but was not in a position to help us. We have to understand this word. But the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of grace that God has given to us, He's here to help us to live this life righteously and holy. We can live righteously, godly in this present world. The world is evil and corrupt, but we have the Holy Spirit, the Paracletos, who is with us, our standby. He walks alongside with us, and He's able to aid us, people of God. But we have to cry out to Him. We have to acknowledge Him in everything. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. The Word of God is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. The Holy Spirit uses the Word of God, reminds us of the Word of God that keeps us on the right track. He guides us into all truth. He said, don't go that way. That way is dangerous. And if we listen to His voice, people of God, we walk in this life, living righteously and holy before God, living victoriously, because we are walking in fellowship with the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of grace. Thanks be to God for the Spirit of grace that has come to help us to live this life. In this fallen earth, we can live righteously and holy through the power of the Holy Spirit. Look at verse 15 of Romans chapter 6. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law but under grace? Paul asks that question. Then he answers, God forbid. So Paul was asking the question, shall we live in sin because we are not under the law but under grace? He answered his question God forbid. Certainly not. By no means should we continue this sinful lifestyle, but we allow God's grace to help us to live righteously. People of God, is what we allow, is what we, people of God, allow to happen in our life. Are we going to allow the Holy Spirit to rule and reign in our lives? Are we going to allow Him to take control of us? Is what we allow? Are we willing to allow Him to be Lord of all? He's here with us. He's with us and in us. And He's able to do for us what we can't do for ourselves. People of God, we have to rely upon the Holy Spirit's power. Jesus said, it is expedient that I go. For if I don't go, the Holy Spirit will not come. People of God, and the Holy Spirit have come to live in our lives. Those who have put their trust in Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit has come to live with us and in us. And He enables us when we are unable. He gives us peace in the midst of the storms. He gives us hope. He gives us that sweet rest. People of God, we need the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit in our lives. We need to know He's near. We need to yield to Him, offer ourselves to Him daily, and say, Holy Spirit, take charge. Take charge of my life. I can't take charge of myself. I am unable to do what Christ requires of me, but You are able to do it through me. People of God, let us know that we can't live this Christian life on our own. We need the Holy Spirit of God to live through us, to live through us, and to show Christ in us. Christ in us, the hope of glory. How can Christ be seen? Only through His Spirit. His Spirit enables us to live righteously and holy, showing forth the glory and praise of our Lord Jesus Christ. Look at verse 16 of Romans 6. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, His servant you are, to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. Paul was saying that if the believers don't realize that whosoever they yield themselves to as slaves, whosoever they offer up themselves to as slave in obedience, they have become slave to that individual, whether of sin unto death, spiritual death, or to obedience unto righteousness, right living. We are called to live right, but who are we yielded to? If we are yielded to the Holy Spirit, then we will live right. Right living will be seen in our daily lives. But if we yield to the old sin nature, if we yield to the flesh, the old ways of life are going to still be seen in us. And somebody going to question and say, but I thought that person was saved. But no, that person has not yet surrendered and not yet yielded themselves to the Holy Spirit rule, the Holy Spirit power in their lives. So we need to yield ourselves to the Holy Spirit so that the new life can be seen in us. Look at verse 17 of Romans chapter 6. But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine that was delivered to you. So Paul was saying and giving thanks to God that the brethren in Rome in time past were slaves to sin, but have now obeyed Christ from the heart, obeyed His doctrine, His teaching. They have now obeyed from the heart. So Paul was saying now that though they have obeyed God from the heart, and because of the doctrine that was delivered to them, the teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we are going to look at Romans 10:9-10. And the word said, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So with the heart man believe unto righteousness. So Paul was saying, you have obeyed from the heart. You have obeyed from the heart. You have believed from the heart. So it's heart knowledge that has come to this group of people. And heart knowledge has come to us also who have put our trust in Jesus Christ. So the Lord is calling us to that place, people of God, where we place our trust completely in Jesus Christ. Place our trust in the word that he has given to us, the word that has been delivered to us, so that we can go forth in power to do the will of God. Look at verse 18 of Romans chapter 6. Being then made free from sin, we became the servants of righteousness. Being then made free from sin, we became the servants of righteousness. So Paul was saying that the saints in Rome have been declared righteous by putting their faith in the righteous sacrifice, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. They have now become slaves to right living. They now practice right living. They now live a lifestyle of righteousness because they have placed their trust in Jesus Christ, the Son. This is heart knowledge to them. They have believed from their heart and they have put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. So it's just reminding us, people of God, with the heart man believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So when we believe in the heart, we confess Christ Jesus. We are not ashamed of the gospel. When we truly believe God, we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it is the power of God unto salvation. Look at verse 19 of Romans chapter 6. I speak after the manner of men, because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. So Paul was saying that he was speaking to them using his own opinion at this time, because of the weakness of the old nature. For as they were in obedience to the old nature in committing evil deeds, so now they should be in obedience to the new nature, living righteously and holy. So people of God, in time past, we were in obedience to the old nature, but now we should be in obedience to the new nature, living righteously and holy. Look at verse 20 of Romans chapter 6. For when ye were the servant of sin, ye were free from righteousness. Paul was saying that when they were under the bondage of sin, they were not expected to live righteously. You're under the bondage of sin. You are in sin. You are in darkness. You're not expected to live righteously. So that is it, people of God. We don't expect those that are in sin to live righteously. But those who are called by the name of Christ, we are expected to live righteously. We are now in the kingdom of light. In Christ, there is no darkness at all. So if we are truly immersed in him, if we are truly in union with him, we are to live a lifestyle of holiness, a lifestyle of righteousness unto him. Look at verse 21 of Romans chapter 6. What fruit had ye then in those things where ye are now ashamed? For the end of this, of those things is death. So Paul was asking the question, what is the end result of all the evil deeds that you used to do, of which you are now ashamed? People of God, we are ashamed of some of the evil things that we used to do before we met Christ, before Christ found us. But he made it clear, Paul made it clear. He made it quite clear that the end result is what? Death. The end result of our sinful lifestyle is death. Eternal separation from God. So God is calling for those who have not yet known him to come to know him as Lord and Savior. Look at verse 22. But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. In time past, you used to do your evil deeds, but now you are in Christ. But now you are made free from sin and become servants of God. You have your fruits unto holiness and the end everlasting life. So Paul was saying that now they are declared free from the bondage of sin through faith in Jesus Christ and have become servants of God. Now they are producing lifestyles of holiness, sanctified lives, people of God, set apart lives for God's glory. And that's how we are called to live, sanctified lives, set apart lives for God's glory and his praise. And at the end, we reap eternal life. At the end, we live with Christ forevermore. So people of God, we have to come to understand God's promises to us that we know, people of God, are to call to live that life that show forth his glory and praise, sanctified lives, set apart lives for his glory and for his praise. Let us turn to verse 23, the last verse in Romans chapter 6. It says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The wages of sin, the payment for sin is death. Eternally separated from God. But God has made a way out, people of God, through his beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who brought the gift of salvation, the gift of eternal life, came through Jesus Christ, came through the finished work at the cross. So Jesus has paid it all for us. The wages was paid at the cross. For the wages of sin is death. Eternally separated from God. But people of God, there is a way out. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. God has made a way out for us through his beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. He came with the gift of eternal life. The gift of salvation is free, but we have to accept the gift. People of God, the word of God said, by grace, we are saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. We have to accept the gift by putting our faith in Jesus Christ, believing on who he is the Son of God, and believing on the work that he has done at the cross for us, that it is enough. It is enough. We are redeemed not with silver or gold, but with the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Will you receive the gift of salvation today? That's a question I'm throwing out to all those who are listening. Will you receive, once you are not yet saved, you need to receive the gift of salvation. All you have to do is ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your heart and be your Lord and Savior. Confess that you have sinned and that he is the one who has paid for your sin, and he will come in and do the work that only he can do. God bless you here. This evening, as we come to the end of chapter 6, next week we'll continue in chapter 7. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for your word. Thank you, O God Almighty, that you have paid the sin debt for us. And thank you today that through you we can have life and have it more abundantly. We bless you, we praise and honor you, Jesus, and we give you glory as we pray and give thanks in the name of Jesus Christ. And we say amen, amen. God bless you this evening. Have a wonderful weekend. And may you continue to abound in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Blessings.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word, Thy Word is a Lamp. You can reach us and 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time.